This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Sheriff Joe LoPinto, the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, and their 2025 crime stats have now been reported. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you for joining us. Joe, let's first talk about, in a general sense, the year of 2025 from a crime perspective in Jefferson Parish.
You know, you've seen the numbers, Noel. I don't know how low they can go, but they're still there. We had our lowest year ever, really going back to, was it 1972, 74 when UCR started. It's a 7,100 UCR reports this year. Every single category of crime down with the exception of homicide, which we had a record year last year of 19 homicides when, you know, our average is in the mid-30s to 40. So that was an unbelievable year. And this year we didn't go up much. We went from 19 to 21. So it's really just a great year overall. Every other category of burglary, robbery, thefts, auto thefts, all down, and, you know, keep going in the right direction, and hopefully we can continue to do so for the future.
Yeah, Joe, I was very surprised, obviously, by these numbers. Always wanted to get down below 10,000. You broke that ceiling and now approaching 7,000, which if you'd asked me that 8 years ago when I left, I said it could not happen.
Impossible. Correct.
But robbery being down to 135, 37% reduction, and burglaries down 17% is absolutely incredible to me. I mean, those numbers.
It really is. You know, when you think about it, you know, most burglaries and robberies are same suspect, multiple crimes. And so the technology today has the ability for us to solve crime so much quickly. And so that armed robbery suspect, that we have a rash of armed robberies and we have, you know, five armed robberies in an area and we're looking for that same person, we're solving them when they get one armed robbery. And so they never get to just two, three, and four to be on your books, because we're able to go in and start pulling cell phone data and getting the, you know, suspect, okay, where are they at? Let me go get a cell phone number from them. Let me go pull records on them and get GPS locations. And sure enough, they were at that location at the time of the robbery, whatever the case may be, right? I mean, burglaries the same way. I mean, the new drones we had, you know, just two nights ago, you know, suspects pulling on door handles. Drone got in the area. It's two blocks away from where the original call for service came on, but sure enough, the drone finds them, is able to direct the deputies directly into them. They're both wearing gloves. Sure enough, they see the police car. They try to run. They start hopping over fences. They would have gotten away. Police had no clue, with the exception of the drone going, go one block over and go in between these two houses. He's right there in that alleyway. Sure enough, right there in that alleyway. You know, he's under arrest now. And not only do we have the burglaries that they committed, but we have the attempted burglaries of all the car handles that they pulled on that they didn't get into because the drone watched them for 3 minutes before the police got there on scene pulling on door handles. So, you know, the ability to go and make those arrests have you know, really astronomically been able to lower the amount of crimes that those individuals have been able to commit.
Well, as you know, you had invited me to see the demonstration. I was completely and totally impressed and, quite frankly, very, very jealous that I didn't have the technology when I was sheriff. I'll just throw that out there. But the reality is, you know, when I was just talking about getting below 7,000, it is achievable now because of the technology. I mean, you recounted some stories to me just the other day when I asked you to come on the show to talk about these crime stats, you know, that being one story, but especially in the case of shoplifting. I mean, if you're a shoplifter, you don't want to do it in Jefferson Parish.
No, you don't. The cooperation that we're having with the different stores that have their own loss protection, they're calling us directly. We're calling them. Okay, someone's in the store. We're going to have a drone up above. We're going to watch them come out of the store with the merchandise, go to the vehicle. And if they get in the vehicle, it used to be we came and said, there's a gray vehicle. Now it's nope. Turnaround unit, they're going down this street right now, make the traffic stop. And not only do we make the arrest, then we recover the merchandise that they stole. So it really has been that game changer, and we have utilized it and continue to utilize it, and it's working very, very well.
Well, and the technologies are complementing one, you know, because we started and embarked upon the license plate recognition program many, many years ago. We grew that to be one of the largest programs in the country. It's not anymore, I don't believe. But and you started this drone program, which is one of the largest in the country. But those two technologies actually complement each other very well. Right.
So I'll give you a great example. We had a gentleman and his son go to a park the other day in Marrero. They ended up coming back to their vehicle and the car was stolen. So we're dispatching a vehicle to go over there to take the stolen car report. DFR hears the call come out, runs the license plate, gets the license plate, runs it in ALPR. The car's not even in NCIC. It's not even reported stolen yet. We haven't even gotten the information. They run the license plate. Sure enough, the vehicle just got off at Terry Parkway. We send a drone over there, locate the vehicle in the back parking lot with three suspects, coordinate with the second district to come in. They go to take them down. Three suspects try to run. We get two of them in custody very quickly. The third starts hopping over fences and officially gets away. Unfortunately for him, the drone was following him the whole time. We took our time, got the other two in custody, put them in back of police cars, and then coordinated, okay, I need 2 units to go to this street, 2 units to go to this street. He's in this wood line. He's on this fence line. He's underneath these bushes right here. Sure enough, they walk in. Hey, man, come on out. We know you're in there. Boom, third person's in custody. Before the car is even reported stolen, we had it recovered and three suspects in custody because of ALPR cameras and the drone capabilities. I mean, just it's unreal.
When we look at the theft number of for the benefit of the listening audience, there were 7,150 UCR Part 1 crime offenses reported. Of that, 5,235 were thefts. When you talk about a scenario just like you just told us about, that theft number, which has always been one of the most difficult to address, right? That number is going to go down.
I would hope so. Now it could go both ways, right? Certainly, it's going to go down by the amount of arrests that we're making and prevention of people that are showing up in Jefferson Parish to commit those different types of crimes. Hopefully, though, we'll have additional stores that will cooperate and get on board, which would maybe increase the number. So I'm cognizant of that. You have certain stores that don't necessarily prosecute any types of shoplifting, but we're hoping with this type of technology that they may be to change their mind, which may increase the amount of reports coming in, but still our solve rate is going to be through the roof. And my goal is to hopefully decrease that number even further, which is the hope. But it could go both ways.
I think they'll end up cooperating. I mean, because you're recovering the property. They don't want the property back?
A lot of it's corporate America type stuff, and exactly what you were talking about earlier. You know, we live in a different world. Similar to the case the other day, we have people that their door handles were being pulled on. We go knock on the door, and they don't want to press charges. So instead of 10 counts of attempted burglary, we had 5 because 5 people don't want to press charges, right? I can't necessarily speak for everybody. We can only do what we can do from that standpoint. But we are there to be able to be the reactionary force and hopefully solve the problem that's at hand. But I agree with you. You need cooperation from the public sometimes. And corporate America doesn't always have the same. For them, it's a tax write-off, and they don't want to put their employees in danger, which I get. But on the other standpoint, we need to be able to have the information. It's not like we're sitting in a store looking for someone shoplifting. We have to have the store tell us that this person's shoplifting so we know about it.
Yeah. Well, and at least in a lot of these cases, you're going to have a possession of stolen property arrest, right? I guess they have to cooperate to validate that was in fact their property, but.
We have to know about it. We have to know about it first, right? I mean, if someone walks into a store that doesn't cooperate and we don't ever know, they're just walking out and we don't ever know about it. We don't have a drone up. We don't have a person making an arrest. They just count it as a write-off, right? And so you still have to have that type of call. We're still reactionary in nature. Right now, though, we're just a lot quicker in the reaction. And so the quicker reaction is giving us the opportunity to make arrests a lot sooner, but also make a lot better case.
Reaction of the men and women of the JPSO, they got to love this, right?
They do. You can hear them on the radio, before they're trying to make a stop of a stolen vehicle. Do we have a DFR unit? Certainly, it makes it a lot easier for them. The perimeter, instead of a perimeter and waiting for canine to come out and start searching backyards that you don't have a clue of wherever a person is, you don't have to go search 20 backyards or a 3-block area. We know exactly where they are. Here they are. They're under this tree. And so it makes it a whole lot quicker, a whole lot easier. They're able to get back to additional calls for service, and we're not tying up, 10 units on the perimeter while the interior search is being done.
And the safety factor for the men and women it as well goes up tenfold. I mean, because it removes so much uncertainty.
Correct. You're not having to slice the pie as you come around every corner, not knowing if someone's going to be able to be there, standing there with a gun or jump out on you. Knowing where that person is gives you the advantage and also lets you take your time to develop a plan. Perfect example with the person that ran and hidden a little wood line. We didn't have to rush over there. Drone just stood up and kept an eye on him to make sure he wasn't going anywhere, and we were able to develop a plan in order to get people in place. A lot safer for our deputy. They can approach slow and say, look, you're not going anywhere. We know you're there. And at that point in time, they give up. Hopefully they give up.
Yeah, it's really good because, I to this day, I'm still frustrated sometimes by the lack of cooperation, not only by corporate America, but by folks that complain every day about crime in their neighborhood. And if you're not willing to stand up and go to the mat, you don't have in my view, the right to complain. I mean, I did a monologue this morning where folks in Minneapolis are asking why so many ICE agents. Well, when you're not providing backup, you won't even respond to citizens that are calling and saying, hey, they got me blocked in. They won't let me pass on this highway. Can you send somebody out? No, we're not responding to that because it's an immigration related issue. there are moments where I just say, this country, we've gone crazy here. You know,
I always say, look, we have different missions. You know, the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office and ICE are a different mission, right? We don't necessarily handle immigration law, and they don't handle 911 calls. They're not responding to burglaries. We have different missions. But sometimes they coincide. Sometimes they are together, right? And when we make it easy and we make an arrest for someone for burglary and they happen to be illegal and we have a detainer, they should make it easy for both sides, right? I mean, and that's how we do it. Now, I can't afford to take all of JPSO and go do ICE work, and ICE can't afford to take all of their agents and go do JPSO's work. You know, that's why we have task force and things that are there. But certainly, you still have to respond to the citizens of your community. And that's my job, to make sure when the citizens of my community, you know, call 911, we have somebody able to respond and be able to come out there and handle whatever the issue may be. And sometimes they're going to be the same. Sometimes they're not. But it's OK. I try to keep law enforcement out of the political world. You know, I say this often, when you call 911, I don't care and I don't ask what party you belong to. You know,
right.
You need help that day. You need help. And whether you're a Democrat or Republican is of no moment to me. Same for my people that go through my academy. We do all kind of different tests, you know, before they become a police officer. One of the things I don't ask is what party they belong to, because I don't care. You know, it doesn't make a difference to me what party they belong to. You have to have passion to go out there and help people no matter what the issue is. And so keep politics out of it and go down to the main thing. And it comes back to the rule of law. You know, it's about, this is what the law is. If you don't want me to enforce the law, then change the law. But the fact of it is this is what the law is. And sometimes it makes it difficult because you have judges that will overrule laws that, you know, don't exist. A perfect example is, you know, panhandling, right? You know, I think panhandling should be illegal. The state of Louisiana believes it should be illegal. Federal judge believes it should not. Right. I don't agree with that federal judge, but I live in a circuit and patrol in a circuit that has a federal ruling, an appellate ruling that says that panhandling is legal. You know, I don't know what to do other than say, look, y'all, you don't like it, go scream at that federal judge. Right. You know, but that's what we have right now. It's one of those frustrating issues from our standpoint, but we follow the law of what is there, and we hope everybody recognizes that.
Well, you just touched upon the crux of this whole immigration issue. It's like they're enforcing immigration laws. You know, why do you think local law enforcement should be opposed to that? And I used to say this, and I think you were around when they had the onset of these constitutional lawyers, right? I mean, sheriffs, that would say that if they passed any gun restriction laws in their state, they would not enforce them because they believe that it is a violation of the Second Amendment. I said, you don't want elected officials on a whim deciding what they're going to enforce or what they're not going to enforce. Your thoughts?
I completely agree, you know, and it's a scenario where I can give you information. I can let the elected officials know what the problems are with the certain types of laws that are out there. But we shouldn't be making that decision of what's against the law and what's not. Right. I mean, that's not a scenario that does good for anybody, because things change. You know, I mean, and the whims change, right? You know, I mean, I've had the same conversation. If you agree with Donald Trump and you agree with the policies that are there, we'll see the exact opposite. Look, I wasn't a fan of the way that the Biden administration handled the immigration, right? They deported nobody. Well, that's not the answer. But now you're in a scenario where the pendulum swung back the other direction. They can swing both ways. You know, I, that's not what law enforcement on the local level is supposed to be, right? And that's why, you know, I try to, I won't say stay out of it, because certainly I'm involved in it, you know, more than most, being a big jurisdiction, you know, here in Jefferson Parish. But the pendulum swings both ways. Our job is to make sure that we offer the services to any citizen, you know, that is here in Jefferson Parish or whatever the issue is. And look, even non-citizens, it doesn't make a difference to me. If you're a victim of a crime or a victim, we get the phone call, and we're the ones that are going to be dealing with it.
Yeah. You know, I And I think you would agree with me. I said any time that one, either state or locals, not backing up federal officials in a legal operation and vice versa, our community is less than. It's less safe, you know, and we will suffer the consequences of that. And I don't know why that's such a hard proposition for people to embrace.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, look, we all have to be there, you know, pulling in the same direction. And sometimes those directions change, but it doesn't make a difference from a policy perspective. The law enforcement men and women on the ground deserve and need our support.
Absolutely. Joe, congratulations again on these crime stats. The lowest crime rate year in Jefferson Parish since 1972, yet again. Congratulations to you and the men and women of the department.
Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That's Sheriff Joe LaPinto of Jefferson Parish. Got a lot of texts here. Can we get drones in NOPD? Yes, you can. Got to be willing to make the commitment, willing to embrace the technology, willing to deploy in an effective manner, and willing and able to execute. And what happens are good things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. There's a new in-game study that reveals the most politically charged NFL fan bases. And Jeff Edelstein, from senior analyst with In-Game, joins us. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So, Jeff, tell me first, what got y'all interested in looking at, you know, what the politics were of the NFL franchise fan bases?
Curiosity, honestly. You know, it's just the NFL stands apart, we think, from a lot of other, you know, sports leagues in that probably, unfortunately, politics has gotten tied up in it, right? It's you know, the NFL is by leaps and bounds the most popular sport in the NFL in America. And, you know, we've seen over the years how it's become a little bit more politically charged. You know, I mean, just thinking back to, you know, Whitney Houston, the national anthem during the Gulf War, which really, like, got everyone, you know, rah-rah, you know, America. And then, you know, you follow, go, you know, then the Colin Kaepernick situation, which really split people's opinions. And, you know, and on. So it was something that we were just kind of curious about. And so we figured, well, let's hire someone and see what happens.
So y'all went about this by looking at social media discussions, setting up matrices to look at that as to what these fans were actually talking about. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. We worked with a company called Brandwatch, and you know we analyzed social media data for about a year. You know, looking for, you know, just keywords, like Republican, Democrats, blue states, red states, you know, things that people talk about online. And, you know, we kind of, you know, together we put a score together on which, you know, which fan bases were the most politically active. And then we broke it down, like, you know, which were, you know, more Republican-leaning, more Democrat-leaning, and so forth.
So let's jump into this. Which National Football League fan bases are the most politically charged?
Well, the one that came in number one is the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs. And while we can't say for sure why that is, I have my own little theory here. And it's because this, you know, we conducted this study during the height of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, you know, the relationship as they were getting together. And, you know, again, much like many other things in America these days, we, you know, we kind of splinter politically. And Taylor Swift is no exception. So I'm guessing that that was one of the big major causes that the Chiefs ranked so high. Coming in number two were the Eagles and the Commanders at three. Both not terribly surprising. Northeast, you know, one in D.C., one near D.C. But you guys down there in New Orleans, the Saints, you know, the Saints fans came in as the ninth most politically active fan base here in our rankings, and it came down hard on the Republican side as far as which side came, you know, the Saints came, you know, there was 80% negative sentiment from the Democrats on the Saints side, so that, I guess that's where your fans are sitting right now politically.
So when you, like, I mean, the 80%, they favored the Republicans by 80%, they were not the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's almost better to flip it the other way to say that there was 80% negative sentiment towards the Democrats.
Towards the Democrats. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make. So was there anything else with that particular viewpoint of being politically charged that you found interesting? And let me just read the teams from our listening audience. Number one was the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, the Eagles. Number three, the Commanders. Number four, the Broncos. Detroit was number five. Dallas was number six. Minnesota, number seven. Carolina, eight. The Saints, nine. And the Cardinals, 10, as it relates to that category. Anything else in there that you found kind of unusual or interesting?
Well, you know, I just on the overall of it all, right? I'm very curious to see. You know, I'd love for us to do this again in 5 years, frankly, and to see how much of it is sticky, how much of it changes, how much of it, you know, is particular to one area or region, because, you know, again, we don't know what, you know, nobody can read the future. The idea that, you know, that the one thing that I'm pretty confident of, and I think that we're all pretty confident of, is that the politics in the NFL aren't going to be disassociating themselves anytime soon, right? And so, you know, it almost serves as a pretty good barometer of how interested in politics the nation is by how interested in politics NFL fan bases are.
Yeah, it's kind of, as I read through it, it was kind of like, that's a head scratcher there. There's an underbelly to this that I think it doesn't reveal itself in a real overt way, right? About the feeling of the fans. There were some that really surprised me that were either more right-leaning than I anticipated or more left-leaning than I anticipated.
Yeah, which is why, like, you know, while this study is wildly interesting, and, you know, we could probably talk about it for hours, as I said earlier, I'm curious to see how sticky it is, and where this all lands, you know, in a few years. If I had one wish, though, I wish it would all disappear, quite frankly. You know, I old enough to remember when you could, you know, be a football fan and not have to, you know, and politics didn't enter the equation, right?
One of the things that I was kind of curious, you brought up the relationship between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Sure.
But probably during the same time you were in the field, they had this really sticky issue about moving the stadium, right, across the river to another state. And what's even become stickier is this discussion about some of the annulments that the owners are getting for this stadium and whether or not this should be publicly financed to the extent that it is. And do you think that's playing a part in any of this?
Yeah, that's a great point, right? I'm sure Kansas City Chiefs fans were certainly pretty keyed into the local politics during the time that we were going through this. And, you know, and in the end, like, it looks like they are moving across the river into Kansas. So yeah, that again, definitely one thing. Which is why, like, I'm going to be fascinated to look at this data again in a few years and see how much of it stays the same. And obviously, you know, I mean, we haven't even touched on the fact that, you know, this was all going on during we started looking at this towards the end of the political cycle in 2024. You know, and then, you know, with Trump, you know, the inauguration. So, you know, obviously it was one of the more politically charged times that we're going to see. Not that things have settled down much lately, but it's, you know, again, you know, the NFL fan bases and political fan bases, if you will, you know, the Venn diagram is getting wider and wider, it feels like, as we move along.
Do you get the sense that there's any remnants of the Colin Kaepernick controversy that reveals itself in some of these numbers?
That's a great question. I don't really have a good answer for that, but I do think that for a certain segment of the population, you know, basically, you know, anyone who was like, you know, 20 or so, at, you know, and older at the time, it kind of imprinted like the idea that like the NFL is not immune to societal, you know, goings on in a way, right? Because the Kaepernick situation really did split, you know, it split people, really. You know, it was because Kaepernick was a winning quarterback who spoke out, and he either was blackballed from the league or maybe wasn't good enough to require somebody to give him another shot. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that I don't know if it's top of mind for many people, but I think once somebody says it, like, right now, I'm sure anyone who's listening right now has an opinion still on Kaepernick, despite the fact that we're going on 10 years of that controversy.
Yeah, you know, because I think it's blatantly obvious that some teams, you know, they still have that messaging in the end zone and the messaging on the collar of the helmet in the back, where some teams really have taken some of the themes that are less controversial and they're utilizing those. And others take a whole different approach, have continued to use some that are more controversial.
Yeah, I guess part of that obviously is going to depend on where they're playing and who the, you know, and well, it's going to depend on the ownership. It's going to depend on where they play. It's going to depend on, you know, who the fan base is, right? You know, I'm sure, like, you know, the calculus that would go into to decisions made for the San Francisco 49ers, for instance, I'm sure are going to be different than the calculus that goes on for, you know, a team like, say, you know, the Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah. Where the political, you know, winds are different for sure.
So do you anticipate that y'all may look at this again in about 5 years?
I hope so. Yeah, I would think we will. I, you know, it's something that we're it doesn't really speak to what we do on the day-to-day basis, which is cover the, you know, the sports gambling industry. But it is just something that we find a little fascinating. And you never know, like, what we're going to turn up with something like this. I do want to say, though, before you let me go, that if I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, I'm very happy with the direction of this franchise. You got yourself a quarterback down there finally.
Yeah, I think we would agree. It was a tough year for us, but they stayed competitive. And I said that from day one. As long as they stay competitive in these games and they're playing to the end, the fan base is going to hold firm. And I think they did. I would be interested in your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, the Saints season, I think they ended up, I'll put it to you this way. I would not have wanted them in the playoffs playing one of my teams. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, they were in it all the way. They played hard, and they have, you know, they seem to be one of those teams that you could just tell they knew that they come in the season that things were not, you know, nobody was thinking Super Bowl for the Saints. But by the end of the season, I'd have to imagine that if you're a Saints fan, you're looking forward to the start of training camp next year.
No, absolutely. And you know, and we, unfortunately, early on, we didn't get a lot of breaks. And you need a little bit of luck in the NFL, too. You got to get some breaks for sure. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jeff Edelstein, senior analyst in game. Very interesting study. Truly appreciate the time and the insight, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll be right back. We'll go to talk lines. Give us a shout. What do you think? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Interesting conversation with senior analyst of in-game Jeff Edelstein. They make the point that interestingly, the Dallas Cowboys were the only team in our data where positive mentions of the Democratic Party outweighed negative mentions. The New Orleans Saints, a massive 80% negative sentiment towards the Democratic Party compared to just 29% against the GOP. The Saints online fans are overwhelmingly anti-Democrat according to their rankings. And also what's interesting is the Chicago Bears at 18% mentioning the Democratic Party, 18% were positive, making them one of the most pro-Democrat teams in the league. However, this is contrasted by a negative sentiment of 51%. The Washington Commanders, after their crowd made headlines for booing Donald Trump this year, you may expect the Commander fans to be more favorable to the Democratic Party. However, the data shows they still saw a negative 55% towards the Democratic Party in the posts that were analyzed, compared to 9% positive sentiment there as well. What it all means, I'm not exactly sure. They looked at a lot of data of the communications of folks on the social media using keywords, key political words, and evaluating where your comments fell out on those particular keywords in the data. It would be interesting to see 5 years from today, do compare contrast to see, you know, just how sticky some of these numbers truly are and what they represent. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Just a reminder, folks, that WWL is the home of your New Orleans Pelicans, and today the Pels take on the Denver Nuggets in the Smoothie King Center. Pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 p.m. on the Big 870 WWL AM. And also want to remind folks, interesting conversations today at 4 o'clock on Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller. LSU has their quarterback. What does Coach Kiffin still need to address in the transfer portal? And at 5:20, get the stinking truth about the NFL playoffs from Odyssey insider Mark Schlereth. And which team does stink think end up in the conference championships? And at 6, you'll have a choice. Second half of Sports Talk continues on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. And what's the buzz around the black and gold? Plus some preseason LSU baseball talk with D1 Baseball's Joe Healy at 7:25. Or the Pels on the Big 870 as they take on the Denver Nuggets. We'll be right back with Jay Cicero, President and CEO of Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.